Why, hello, beautiful beasties, and welcome to this Werewolf Wednesday. I hope this finds all of you very warm and comfortable in the midst of winter. Today, instead of a story, we have a game to play. Should be a fun change of pace, don't you think? Yes, I imagine so. Would you like to play a game with me? A game of questions, perhaps. Shall we begin? Do you want me as much as I want you? Are you going to be a good girl and let me take care of you, given how hard your week has been? Why would you ever need clothes? Why would I wish to obstruct a piece of art with foolish concealment? Does each feature surprise me depending on the lighting? How beautiful you are as you take off your clothes. How stunning a gaze you give me. Each feature surprise me. How is your body always such a wonder? Will a day ever come in which I don't wish to chart each inch of you over and again? Is there a name for the joy that draws a smile on my face every time I touch you all over? What are the ways in which you need me? Do I bore you when I fawn over you? Should I shut up? Perhaps I should put my mouth to better use. What do you think? Want to see what I have in mind? Why do your lips fit so well against mine? How do our tongues dance so perfectly? Where don't my hands want to be on your body? Here's one. How wet could I make you just by playing with those perfectly delicious nipples of yours? How do you know? How do you know? Is it in my eyes? How do you sense how much I want you? at any given moment. Do you know how unapologetically funny I find you? How long can I pet and play and taste your thighs until they clench shut? Can you see the beauty that I see when I look at you? How close can I get to you without actually making contact? Do you know where I'm talking about when I say close? Do you know what I mean when I say contact? Which lips do I enjoy sucking on better? Do I make you relax as much as you relax me? Do you like the way my fingers hold your wrists, playing with them as they remain in place? Eh? How deep will you want me when I am inside of you? Do my fingers entice you as much as my lips and tongue? Does the thought of leaving this spot fill you with annoyance the way it does me? How many kisses can I place upon your neck before you lean your head into me and moan? Can you tell me the value your company is worth to me? Do you know that everyone else fades into the background when I see your eyes and your smile? Where should my lips go next? Do you know how often I fight the urge to strip you naked and take you? How long will my mouth play with your nipples before you grab a fistful of my hair in retaliation? Ooh, are the backs of your knees ticklish? How would kisses, licks, and nips on your calves feel as my fingers explore everywhere except... Do you know that every time you enter a room, I feel the way I feel when I hear music? Do you know how many times I want to make you come? Do you know how many times I want to make you come today? How much time do you have to spare for the big bad wolf, huh? How much charity Do you feel willing to give little old me? Do you want to taste me? Do you crave a taste of me the way I crave you? Do you like it when I moan? Or perhaps you prefer the growl? Is that what you prefer? Did you know your moans of pleasure are the greatest sounds that my ears have ever heard? How many fingers? Not yet, of course, but when I begin to massage your G-spot, how many fingers do you want? How many fingers as I place my mouth on you, suckling at each perfect nerve ending and massaging you with my lips? Lips that only wish to understand your beauty and pleasure, relishing your taste, delving in the secret spaces around my fingers as they cheat you out of control. Was that last part not a question? Do you even want control anymore? Would it not be better to surrender to me? Aren't you mine? Don't I deserve to have you dripping from my chin? Do you know what will happen if you are a good girl and give me what I want? Have I begun repeating myself? Unfortunately, there's a little bit that gets lost when I'm having this much fun. Are you aware that it is pointless to fight it? Do you know every time you touch me, I can't fight it either? How long will it take as I combine the fingers delving greedily into you with my mouth that feel like it's found its true purpose? What words will you say without thinking? How will your body move when it finally takes over as you lose control and the only thing moving you is the orgasm that commands your body closer and closer to it? How do you not let me do this to you every single day? Is there a way I can truly express to you how stunning you are in this moment as you soak my face and hands? Has anyone ever been addicted to you as I am? How will you get me to stop? Can you even stop me? Would I not just roll one climax into the next, not stopping my care, but changing it? Are you too sensitive now? Do you know how I will continue? Do you wish me to show you? How does it feel as I massage your voluptuous folds? Am I addicted to you? Is it okay with you if I am? What will get more attention? My hands gently massaging your breasts, my lips on your neck, or the slowly increasing plunges I make into the harmonious center of you. Were you made for me to fit into? How does this feel like perfection? How much of my life am I willing to abandon simply in the pursuit of your carnal enticements? Can you tell how turned on I am? How are you even more beautiful when you are lost in fits of lust? How are you equally poetic and pornographic? Do you know you are the only fantasy I have anymore? What is that wonderful sound you make as I fall into you? Can you feel me throbbing? Can you tell that I'm fighting myself? Do you know how feral you make me? How much faster can I move my hips in concert with yours while you collapse face down into the mattress? Is there a position in which I don't find your body the only one that deserves me? Was that a bit full of myself? Isn't it obvious that you make me feel unstoppable? Does this make you feel? Does this make you feel? Does this make you feel as unstoppable as you make me feel? Does this make you feel? Does it make you feel? Do you mind if I play as I continue? How many fingers on the outside of you, baby? Do you mind if I call you, baby? Circles around your clit, or taps on it ever so synchronized? Slower, faster, deeper, shallow, harder, softer. How teasing can I be as I withdraw all the way and rub myself against you? Do you know how deep I will go with each plunge? Are there times that my playful passion infuriates you? Do you ever want to just slam me down on the bed and take what you want? Is all of this remind you of how much I want you? Have you any understanding that I wish your body to ring with exultation the way that my heart does whenever I see you? Have you any comprehension how much I wish to ruin you for anyone else? Do you know how much lust I want to pour into you? Can I turn you over? Can I look in your eyes? How many kisses can I steal before you and I succumb to the fury of our senses? Can you feel it? Does my flexing within you ring through your body the way that it rings through mine? How aware are you of me within you right now as I stop? How hard do your legs wrap around me as I glide against every exposed nerve within the velvety glory of your body? How much more can you endure? What gods have you thanked for my existence? Do you know I have thanked them for you as well? Is that not the sound and smell of addiction? What do you whisper into my ear to make me go faster? Is it cheating to play with you in candy-coated carnal coordination? Am I a fool for alliteration? Am I a fool for you? Do you break my beautiful mind down to nothing but an act of carnal pleasure every single time I am in you, every single time I am on you, every single time you are seated atop me, every single time I pin you against a wall? Do you know how much I fight? Do you know how often I fight the urge to pin you against a wall and take what I want? Does the hand on the back of your neck give away my inability to keep composure? You own this now. You know that. You know I own this now. Correct? Will we finish together? Will you finish before me? Will I finish before you? Will there ever be a finish to us? Can you feel me? Do you want me, hound? Do you want me? Have you earned it? Have I earned you? Have I proven myself worthy of you? Why would you think we had done? Have you asked me to stop? Are you begging? Are you begging? No. Do you really think you need to beg? Are you asking for cuddles and cookies and calming breaths? Do you understand that Do you understand the dynamic here? Are you aware that while I may use you to extract the pleasure I know is within you, that while I dominate you to show you how feral you make me, and that in the depths of you I find nothing but serenity, that you are still in control? Do you wish to continue on? Or do we need to engage in some ultra-cuddly aftercare? Do you wish me to utilize my dark and devious talents to extract more toe curls? Or should we settle in for a long evening's nap? Is it so hard to believe that someone would want you to have precisely what you want? Am I foolish to assume you deserve to be cared for or lusted after? Can you not see that this will never end? Will you and I do this until we offend eternity and it forces us apart? Do you want to take bets on whether or not we still find ways of sneaking off in spaces between the stars and making merry in the most mischievous of ways for all infinity to watch? Do you want to close your eyes? Is now a time to find a pleasant ending. Have sweet dreams, would you? You know you deserve them and more, don't you? Well, unfortunately, I did not keep count of all of the questions that were asked, but I think you and I can both agree that that was very in-depth. I think we all deserve at least one of those kinds of interviews in our lives. Wouldn't you agree, beautiful beasties? Well, while you ponder that, I hope you've enjoyed this entry into Werewolf Wednesday, humbly known as The Questions Game. If you've enjoyed this, please feel free to let me know. If you have any constructive criticisms, I thoroughly enjoy those as well. Have I gone too far? Have I used too dirty a set of words? Have I not gone far enough? Do I need to get dirtier? Feel free to let me know. As always, I look forward to hearing from you and hope that this finds you, well, howling at the moon. Until next time, have fun storming the castle, beautiful beasties. And don't forget to howl at the moon for me.